Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying.
If you care enough.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey Into the Light Spiritual Radio. You're tuning in to the Barbara Grace Reynolds Show, and Barbara will be taking your phone calls, so dial on into the show, 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone. I'll be coming to you in the screening room to get you set up to speak to Barbara. And so let's go to the phone lines, and here is Barbara.
Hi, Michael. Can you hear
Hello.
Me?
Hello. Yes. I can hear you.
Okay. I didn't hear the little noise that says you're unmuted, so I was like, did he push something? Okay. Hello, everyone. I am Barbara Grace Reynolds, a Freedom and Empowerment Life Coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in their problems. Now they are living in their solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And that's really something that I'm learning about life, is how to give everyone the freedom to be, including me. Because sometimes it's ourselves that we have the most difficult time being nice to. You can visit one of my websites. There's divinelyguidedhealing.com, infinityhealingforwomen.com, and divinelyguidedinfinityhealing.net. You can also find me on Blog Talk and Facebook and Twitter and Google and all kinds of different places. I do the work I do because it's what my soul cries out for. I want to make this a world filled with joy and prosperity and peace and love, and so I do what I can with each person to help make that a reality. And that's why I do this show and the other shows that I do. It's all about connecting with the people who are ready to start to change their lives, because that's what this is. When you start to change yourself, your beliefs, your perceptions, then you are changing your life. And when you are changing your life, you're changing the world. So this is my little way of changing the whole world, and I'm more than happy that you are a part of it. So if you have a question for me, feel free to give me a call. And the number is 347-4-8245. That's 347-884-8245.
Gotta call her.
Okay.
Yes, we do, Barbara. We have Jessica from New York.
Hello.
Hi, Jessica.
How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
I could be better.
And you will be. Don't worry. It'll happen. So what's going on?
I just got out of a relationship of 11 years, feeling a little bit lost at the moment.
Because you don't know who you are without that other person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy, you feel very heavy. All right, so are you ready to do a little work to see if we can shift your energy around and bring you back to the here and now and let go of the past?
Yes.
Okay. So I will ask you a question, and the question will go on for however long it goes on, and I never know what exactly I'm going to say. So I'll just say whatever comes to me, and at the end I will say, if you are ready to accept this, say yes, and then you get to say yes. Okay, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for clearing up all of the old stuck energy from that past relationship, all of the beliefs that that relationship was you. You were very entwined in that relationship. And there were actually parts of you that thought that relationship was what made you, you. And that's not true. You're you no matter whether you're in a relationship or not. So this divine infinity healing energy is now going throughout you and finding all of this old energy that's still attached to that old relationship, and it's taking it all away, clearing it all up, making it bigger than the universe so that you are no longer living in that energy. You are no longer in that heavy sadness and that feeling lost because you don't know who you are anymore. And you are being filled with the beautiful love from the Creator, the beautiful eternal love that is always there for you, the beautiful love that is designed to help you to realize that you are absolutely wonderful, that you are loved, and that your life is still going on and you still have the ability to create an amazing, incredible life and to have wonderful, phenomenal relationships. And this is just a new beginning. So if you are ready to accept all of that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, that's a little bit more we need to work on. So would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go of any guilt? Any guilt that you have about the relationship, the ending of the relationship, anything that happened in the relationship, any guilt that you have about anything in your life, you might as well let it all go. So this divine infinity healing is going throughout you now and finding all those places where you've stored guilt and any place where you have blame or shame or any belief that you need to be punished for anything having to do with anything, because you don't need to be punished. All of that is being released, removed from you. And you are being filled with the energy of forgiveness so that you can forgive everyone, especially you. And this beautiful energy of forgiveness is helping you to just let go. Because there's nothing, nothing negative, nothing wrong, nothing bad, nothing. And it's okay for you to let it all go. And if you're ready to let it go, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, there's one more little part, so here we go. Would you like a divine infinity healing for bringing you clarity? Bringing you clarity about yourself, about what's actually important to you. Bringing you the clarity that will allow you to see that you are the most important person in your life and that it is okay for you to live your life according to what it is you want. And to create what you desire and to have a life filled with love and joy and prosperity and laughter and everything wonderful because you deserve it. So if you are ready now to have your heart opened up to loving you, then say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel?
A little lighter.
Yeah, your energy is lighter. It's like, ooh, this heavy weight's been lifted off of you. So now I'm hearing that you have remorse about the relationship. Is that something you're feeling?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay, let's get that out of there. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing the remorse, releasing any regret, any negativity that you are feeling about the relationship, about yourself, about the other person from the relationship, about the ending of the relationship, about what anybody else is going to say about the relationship or the ending of the relationship, about any need to be worried about anybody's opinion about you, about your relationship, about your life, about your choices, because frankly, that's not your business, that's theirs, and you don't need any of that energy. And so all of that is being removed from you, being cleared out. You didn't do anything wrong. There's no reason why you need to suffer. There's no reason that you need to be punished. You don't need to make sacrifices. You don't have to go through all of these years of grief and remorse and regret over a relationship that's already ended. It's okay for you to let it go right now and to move forward with your life. And if you are willing to do that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel?
Lighter.
Yeah. Now they're showing me images of flowers and the sunshine around you. So, yeah, you've let go of a bunch of stuff, which is great. You needed to. There's really no need for you to hang on to anything about the past, especially not anything that doesn't feel good. It's not like you're going to live that over and over. It's not required. Once you live it once, that's it. You can let it go. So now you need to decide what it is you're going to create in your life, what it is you actually want. And you get to focus just on you because there's nobody else. It's just you. And that's okay. There will be someone new coming into your life. But first, you've got to let go of the past so that you can actually recognize the new one when they show up. That make sense?
Yeah.
And how do you feel about all that?
It makes me a little sad because I feel like I've wasted 11 years.
But you didn't. You didn't waste a moment of that time because that was part of your growth, your evolution. You learned a lot from that relationship. So there's nothing wrong. You didn't waste any time. You are a different person because of what you went through. And the person that you are is absolutely wonderful. So there's nothing wrong. So let go of the whole idea that you wasted any time at all because you didn't.
Yeah.
There's beautiful angels clearing some of that stuff out of you right now. So just let go.
What makes it easier?
Oh, go ahead.
What makes it even more difficult is the fact that my parents live across the street from his family, where he lives now.
And so you actually have to see him if you go to see your parents?
Yeah.
Okay, so Archangel Michael is now cutting all the cords that you have attached to him. Any cords of love will never be cut, but everything else, you really don't need it. So just take a few nice deep breaths while he's cutting all these cords. And we'll do a little bit more clearing. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing any nervousness, any fear, any kind of negativity that you have about seeing him again? Anything that would keep you from actually going to see your parents, enjoying your time there? Anything that would have you wondering, is he seeing me? What's he thinking? What's he doing? Is he going to say something? Any worries, doubts, fears you have around him and what might happen with him in the future? All of that It's being released. Yeah. Good. And take some nice deep breaths. How does that feel?
Good.
So when you think about going to see your parents and he's right across the street, how does it feel to you now?
A little better.
Okay, and this energy is going to continue to work on you and clearing up whatever it is we said it was going to clear up. So you should reach a point where you're actually neutral about it. There's no fear, there's no worry, there's no excitement. It's all just, you know, well, no big deal, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
You are welcome, and your guidance wants you to know that you are loved and that you will always be loved. And you're never alone. They're always with you. So just let everything go and be okay with your own life, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. And it is going to get better.
Okay, thank you, Jessica. We appreciate you. Sending you much love. And okay. Next for you, Barbara, is Suzanne from Long Island, New York.
Hello.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I just want to see when you see some changes in my life. I'm looking for a man to love, marriage, and a commitment down the road.
Okay. How do you feel about yourself?
Very good. I think I'm pretty nice, an excellent woman, and I have a lot to offer.
Okay. And so if I ask you to give me a list of 10 things that are wrong with you, could you do it?
Maybe that I procrastinate a little bit, and that's about it. I'm working on myself, and I don't think you have to be perfect to find a gentleman.
Wonderful. You put good answers. Okay, let's clear up that whole thing about procrastination because...
well, really, I don't. I just didn't know what to say. I'm a hard worker. I have a lot going for me, and I'm just ready to meet a nice man.
But that the energy and that procrastination is something that we need to let go of because it's one of the ways that you think less of yourself. And we want
well, I'm really not trying to. I don't think less of myself. I just have, you know, I do think good of me. I'm just trying to put it out there to the universe to get the right person.
And that's what I'm trying to help you to do by clearing up anything that's in the way. So that energy. So let's do a little work on that.
Okay.
So would you like the divine infinity healing for releasing any negativity that you have about yourself, any negative thoughts or feelings, beliefs that you have about you, anything that keeps you from knowing that you actually deserve to have an amazing love life with a man who just completely adores you and thinks you are the most wonderful gift from God that was ever created. So any energy that would keep you from realizing that truth, we want to just let it go now to allow this divine infinity healing energy to go throughout you and just find all of those places where you've stored any beliefs that are negative about you and take them away. Because that is not the truth. It was never the truth. There's nothing wrong with you. There never was, and there never will be. And so this is bringing you back into alignment with the unconditional love of the Creator, the unconditional love that you get to have for you. And it's not based on how you look or how you act or what you wear or anything like that. It's there simply because you exist. You don't have to deserve it. You deserve it automatically. It's always yours. And so your heart is being opened right now. And little blocks and debris is being cleared out of there so that you can experience the pure, unconditional love of you. And if you are ready for that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
All righty. I'm seeing this vision of you, and you're out and you're having dinner with this really nice man, and then you're out with another really nice man. You've got two suitors who are coming into your life, and this looks like it's all going to be happening really soon. So, you know, get your dinnerware all ready, because you're going to start going out and having fun and actually enjoying your life. You okay with that?
Great. Sounds wonderful.
Okay, so there's going to be two of them, and you get to choose which one you like best, and it should all be happening soon. They never tell me exactly when, because then they say people get preoccupied with the calendar and blah, blah, blah. So they just say soon.
No. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Have a nice evening, and thank you.
You too, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're ready to go now to down south here in Alabama, and let's bring Chrissy into the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Well, I'm so glad you called. What can I do for you today?
Yes, I just wanted to see if I have a general message from my client that you could give me.
Now, you want to see if you have a general message from who?
From just my guidance system or my guides around me, my angels, whatever you want to call it. Just if
okay.
There's a message, like my, just whatever the message is. I just appreciate that. Whatever, if there's something that is trying to be said to me that I'm not hearing.
Okay. So it looks like Jesus wants to give you a message. You okay?
Oh, I love Jesus.
He loves you too. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to let him give the message that he wants to give. And I'm
perfect.
Writing something. And he's going to stop writing and do the message. Okay, here we go. My beloved, you are loved. You forget that sometimes. You get wrapped up in life and situations and circumstances, and you forget how loved you are. How you are always surrounded with love. We want you to open up to that love, to allow yourself to truly experience love. So often what people experience and they think is love is not love at all. The love that we speak of is the unconditional love of the Creator. It is the unconditional love that created you. It is the unconditional love that is always there and will always be there for you. The love that never ends, no matter what. We want you to remember this because sometimes the situations seem overwhelming and you get bogged down in that sense of overwhelm and you forget the love. This love allows you to create your life the way you choose to create it. It allows you to experience whatever you desire, whatever is in alignment with you and your energy. So when you are in alignment with this unconditional love, it opens you up for every beautiful gift that the Creator can give. So even when it seems that life is hard and things are not working and you are upset, we want you to take a few moments, take a few deep breaths, and come back to the love that we are filling every cell of your being with right now, the love that you feel in your heart, the love that you know. This love is for you. It is always for you, when it is always there. I hold you in my arms. You know you are safe. and know you are loved.
Mm.
Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Wow, that is so beautiful. It's like I consider myself like to be one with Christ, you know, and I know the love of God so much, but it was like when you were talking, it was like I had his hand touching me on the head, and it was just like my whole body was just filling up from head to toe. It's so beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. And remember that love is so always much. There, always, okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much. Blessings. Thank you.
Heart. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Thank you. Very touching. We got one final call here for right now from California. Welcome. Can we get your first name again?
Joshua.
Joshua. Okay, go ahead, Joshua.
I have a question. Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing good, doing good. I've been trying to connect to deeper energies and stuff like that recently, and I've had this effect. It's almost a constant ringing that I get in my head, a very high-pitched ringing, and I've meditated on it, and I've tried to follow it, and I'm not quite sure if it's just something that's there or if it means something. I feel deep down it has something or something behind it. I'm just not quite sure on what that is.
Okay. Well, there's a couple of things coming to me. One is that I have had this high-pitched ringing in my ears for like 20 years now, and I've basically gotten used to it, and it doesn't bother me anymore.
Right, yeah.
And it was really a shift in my energy, and the pitch of the ringing has changed over the years. It's higher now than it was before. I guess I'm shifting my energy even higher. There's really nothing wrong. I'm not hearing that there's anything at all wrong. It's just part of your transition is what I'm hearing. So it's not something you need to analyze or figure out or anything like that. Mine isn't loud enough to actually bother me or keep me from hearing other things. So it's really just something that I had to adjust to having there. Is yours actually interfering, or is it just...
No, it doesn't bother me. I feel like it's been there for quite a long time, and I think I just have more recently paid attention to it and tried to increase it or make it a vibrational thing. It doesn't bother me at all. I was just kind of figuring out exactly where it maybe was coming from. Or if it had some sort of deeper meaning behind it that I should know. That was more the aspect I was going for.
Well, they're saying it's more about your vibration. It's just the sound kind of attached to your vibration. And there's nothing you need to do about it. It doesn't actually turn into a message or anything. Mine never has, anyway. Well, I'll try to make it make sense, and it doesn't, so it goes up. It's just there. Now, okay, and are you able to hear your guidance when it talks to you?
Not really. I've gotten certain feelings, and I'm definitely trying to get more insight. More of an understanding and maybe get different feelings or aspects out of it, but I haven't actually gotten a physical or mental voice or word yet.
Okay. So they're saying that, I don't know if you've ever tried automatic writing. Have you ever tried automatic writing?
I have not.
Okay. They're suggesting that you try that. There's one way of doing it that's
on my website, and it's in the list of free things. My website is called divinelyguidedhealing.com.
Okay.
And I have the instructions for automatic writing there. And those were the instructions that I was guided to. And from doing the automatic writing and teaching people the automatic writing, I begin to actually hear my guidance. So the channeling that I do started with automatic writing. I don't know that yours is going to go to that or where exactly it's going to go, but that's something your guidance says that you would benefit from. And you can just, you know, ask them a question and let their hand write whatever the answer is.
Okay.
It's really simple. And when I tried it the very first time, my hand started writing and was writing so fast that I couldn't keep up with my own hand, you know. So I was yelling, slow down, slow down, and they did. So if they need to slow down, just tell them and they will. But it's
okay.
A wonderful way of connecting.
I will definitely try that. Thank you very, very much.
You are welcome. And apparently it's part of your evolution on your spiritual path. They're showing that you have a great deal of wisdom, but there's not a full connection. So this is going to take you to a deeper connection to your own wisdom. That's what they want you to do.
Okay, that's kind of what I was looking for right there.
Fabulous.
That's perfect. I really, really thank you very much.
You are welcome. And enjoy it. That's important. Don't make it something you have to do. Don't make it an obligation. Make it something you want to do, something you enjoy. Okay?
I will. Thank you. I will.
Okay. Have fun.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Michael. Am I supposed to just talk now? Or don't tell me I've lost you. Maybe screening a caller.
Okay, I just got back. Yes, I'm sorry. I was screening a call. So, as you know, you can't hear anything. But I know you're a professional at this, so you jump right in there. Well, we don't have the caller. Let me tell you. I was thinking the call was not legitimate because, number one, it was a guy. And if anyone's ever going to do a prank call, it's always a guy. I've learned that after 4,000 shows. And he said he wanted to talk about Ouija boards. And I said to him, I said, okay, I'll put you on the air and you can ask her your question. But I said, now, I do have your phone number. And if you're going to come on there and say something you shouldn't, I got your number and I will turn it in to our network and the authority. So don't come on the air if that's your plan, okay? And then so after I said that, it came to you, he hung up. So I think we know what he was going to do.
Oh, you scared him away. It could have been a wonderful Ouija board.
I think he was going to say more than that.
I always find those prank callers to be an interesting experience. They actually teach me a lot about myself and my ability to not tie into them and react to them in any kind of way that's really me. So it's shown me how to be detached while I'm doing what I do.
Yeah, I understand. I used to, in the early days, as I was telling my audience the other night, like about 9 years ago, we used to have just a lot of trolls on Blog Talk, and they'd go show to show. I mean, there would be hundreds of them at a time. I mean, just a lot. And they would just load up your boards. And I learned then what trolls are. And 99.9% of them are males. And so I've learned how to just kind of screen them out.
Yeah.
So. I can't think of a single female that I've ever had who was doing that. So you're right, it is guys. I guess they're just bored and they think, oh, well, let's go on here and see what we can do.
I think you're right. Okay. All right. Well, I don't have any more live callers right now, but we'll give out the phone number, 347-884-8245. And if you want to speak to Barbara, press the 1 on your phone, and I'll leave it to you, Barbara, and I'll come right back to you once we get the next caller.
Okay, and I'm hearing from guidance that you might have something that you want cleared in your life. If you do, go ahead and do it. We can do it now. If you'd rather not, then that's fine. But I'm supposed to give you that option.
Oh, you're talking to me? Okay. I'm going to screen the call that just come through, but thank you for that. I'll keep that in mind. We do have a caller. Okay, let's go to Virginia, and let's bring Bonnie into the show.
Hi, Barbara. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing all right. I wondered if we could clear some blockages regarding prosperity and financial receiving, because I think I might have a few.
Okay, so what makes you think you might have a few?
Well, it's very hard for me to accept any type of help or gift. I like to be independent, and yet I seem to be unable to make the kind of income that I need to make. Does that sound like I might have a blockage?
Yes, it sounds like you might have a couple of them.
Okay, well, let's see what they are, I guess.
Well, actually, it's pretty much in alignment with what you were saying. So let's just do the clearing work and see what all comes up. Okay, hold on. They want me to do. I have a list of money stuff that I was doing for someone else, and they're like, okay, she needs stuff from that too. All right, we'll just see where they take us. So I will ask a question, and at the end of the question, I'll say, if you're willing to accept this, say yes. That's how you know it's ended, and that's when you get to say yes. All right, here we go.
Okay.
So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing all of the negative energy that you have around money? All of the things that keep you from ever having more than enough money. All of those old beliefs that you were told that says that you can only have as much as you need for your basic needs, and you are not allowed to have more than that. You don't deserve more than that. All of that non-deserving energy, this divine infinity healing is going throughout you and finding it, and it's just enlarging it and making it bigger than the universe, so it's no longer a part of you or your life. It's opening you up to the flow of money. And this divine infinity healing is also opening you up to allowing yourself to receive. A lot of people who have difficulties with money actually block the receipt of anything good. They think that they have to do it all themselves. They have to be independent. They have to be strong. They can't ever accept anything from anybody unless, of course, they've worked really, 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 really hard. And then they might allow themselves to accept it. So this divine infinity healing is clearing out all of that, every bit of that needing to work hard, needing to work harder than anybody else, needing to prove that you are worthy and deserving, needing to show the world that, yes, I finally am good enough that I can receive. All of that is being released because you are good enough. You deserve to receive. And the Creator is giving to you, always. The Creator is always providing for you. But you tend to say no instead of
just accepting what is being given. And so you're being, I can't think of the word that I want. So things within you are being adjusted so that you are actually open to receiving, open to asking for help if you need it, open to recognizing your value, to accepting yourself, letting go of the whole idea that you need to be perfect first, that you need to be better than other people, that you need to prove anything to anyone for any reason before you can receive. So all of your blocks to receiving, the ones that I've mentioned and any others, are being released. They are being expanded, made a trillion times bigger than the universe. They are no longer a part of you. And the energy in your solar plexus where you have your identity is being cleared out. All of those false identities of you, of who you think you are, of who you think you can allow yourself to be, all of that is being released because you don't need it. It wasn't true, and you don't need it in your life. And you are being opened up to the unconditional love of the Creator, to the acceptance of yourself as you are, to the knowing of your value, your worth. And if you are willing to accept all of this, say yes.
Yes, Pam, yes.
And take three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
So who is it that you're always putting ahead of you? It's like you never put yourself first. That's what they're saying. So who do you put first?
Everyone else.
Yeah. And that really affects your ability to receive because you're not allowing yourself to receive when you are putting other people first. You are actually saying, I'm less than you, so let me put you first. And you really need to stop that. So let's clear that too. So would you like a divine infinity healing for clearing up the belief that you put everyone else first? The belief that you have to put everyone else first. The belief that you have to put everyone else first to prove that you are a good person. The belief that if you don't put everyone else first, then they're not going to love you. The belief that love is tied to whether or not you let people step on you and control you. Oh, gosh, yeah, we want to let that go. And all of the beliefs that allow other people to manipulate you because you think that if you let them, then they're going to love you and they're always going to be there and all this other stuff, which isn't true. And instead, you are being filled with the knowing that you are the most important person in your life. No one is more important in your life than you. And it is okay for you to love yourself. It is okay for you to put you first in your life. It is okay for you to let people know that you are not available for all of their needs, nor do you need to be. And that when you say no, that's all you need to say. You don't have to explain it. You don't have to justify it. It's your choice. No means no. Yes means yes. And that's all there is. So you don't have to do excuses or story. You can just say no. And right now there's these beautiful angels that are opening up your heart to you, to actually loving yourself, to actually valuing yourself. They're opening you up to the love of you. And if you are willing to accept that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And how does that feel?
much better, actually. I felt that energy.
Yeah.
I felt that energy on both of those. I really did.
Good. Well, then you have done some clearing around money. Now you need to make sure that you do the actions that show you that you love you, that you are important. And that means that if someone asks you to do something and you don't want to do it, you just say no. And you actually say no and let it go. Let them find somebody else to handle it, because you don't need to take care of everybody else's problems. You're not even supposed to. So just let go of that whole thought.
You know, I think you're right here in my living room with me when people are calling me, right? Are you right here when it's happening?
The guidance is right there, and they're telling you don't say yes, but you haven't been listening. So now you get to listen, and you get to say no. And eventually they will stop calling you. And then people will call you because they actually want to talk to you, not because they want something from you.
Gosh, that would be really nice.
Yeah, it is. Trust me, I used to be one of those people that always said yes. Now I don't. Most of those people never call me. It's amazing.
Wow. Yeah, that happens to me all the time. I spend so much time on the phone, I get really tired of it, honestly. It's exhausting, too, you know?
Yes, it is. Because usually you're trying to give your energy to them to make their situation right, which you also need to stop doing and let them be themselves. You don't need to fix anyone else. You just need to love you. That's it. Just love you. Okay?
I will do that. And I really appreciate your assistance on this. I really do.
Well, you are welcome. And if you find that money's still not flowing, we can work on it again next week, okay?
All right, that would be great. That would be great. I mean, it might take more than once. I'm so trained that way, you know?
Yeah, it probably will take several different clearings because other stuff will come up. You know, once you clear some stuff out of the way, other stuff comes up. And that's just a normal part of the process.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. You're really quite good. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling. And don't forget to say no to those people who are always asking.
I think that should be at the front of the vocabulary, not in the back of it maybe, huh?
Yeah. And you can not answer the phone, too. You know, that's another option.
I do that. Sometimes I have to cut the phone off because even if I don't answer, it's like they don't give up.
Yeah.
They don't give up. But then I hate cutting the phone off because what if somebody really needs something, you know? Like my niece is out west traveling on her own. You know, I hate to think that I wouldn't be available should she call. So that's a hard thing just to cut off the phone when you might really need it.
Well, you know, the more you start trusting your guidance, the less you have to worry about someone not being able to reach you if they need you. And I have found that most of the time people are fine at figuring out whatever they need, even if they can't find me. So they get what they need anyway, because God is with each and every one of us. So I don't have to be worried about rescuing anybody.
Thank you so much. I think that's correct. I really appreciate you taking my call.
And I appreciate you calling.
You're welcome.
Do something nice for yourself. They say you don't do that very often, so do that.
All right. Thanks for your call, Bonnie. Okay, Barbara, we just got like a minute left where we have to wrap up.
Okay, so anyone who wants to learn about the automatic writing, go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and click on the tab that says free things or something like that, and it's in that list. And it's just one page of instructions. You just follow the instructions. They work for me. It's worked for other people. If you have any questions, you can contact me at barbara.healing@gmail.com. Did I use the bin?
Okay. Okay, that's it. Okay, I was just making sure I didn't cut you off. All right, Barbara. Thanks again. Always a great hour.
It's thank
great
you,
connections.
Michael.
We got laughs. We got everything going on. I got a smile on my face. So that's a great way to end it. So, all right. Take care.
You too.
Take care, my fellow Oklahoman. So, everybody, redial. The next show will start up in a minute. Thank you, everybody, for listening.